You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome to our studio someone that you hear on a fairly regular basis here on WCRI. Joe Perillo is here. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, Mike. It's good to be here.
Great to have you in the studio with us. Joe is the Friday night host of Jazz After Dinner. Peace. Good night. That has been on for several years.
Do you know I usually don't have dinner till after I do the show?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a little insight. Yeah. But we're not here to talk about Jazz After Dinner on WCRI on Friday nights. And we're not here to talk about necessarily about Joe Perillo, the great jazz artist, Grammy nominated, and great artist that plays all over the world. But we're here to talk about your hat, Joe, that you wear when you are the chair of the URI Music Department.
That's right. That's what we're going to talk about tonight and some of the events at URI in the Music Department there.
Right. We have some great things coming up, and URI right down the street from our studios here in Exeter, maybe not even 10 minutes away, I don't think, and there's a lot of great things that happen there. And if you only think of URI as far as basketball or football, you've got to change your mind now, because we're going to do that. We're going to start letting you think about the Music Department and the great things that are happening, and there's some wonderful programs. There always has been. Fine Arts Center over on Upper College Hill Road.
Yes, and, it is. Let's
start off by saying a little bit about you, and just for the two listeners out of the many thousands that don't know who you are, a little bit of background. You grew up in Rhode Island.
Yeah, I grew up in Providence, Rhode Island, and started playing piano pretty young, maybe the age of six, seven years old.
Six or 7 years old and playing the piano. And any formal training at that point in time, or you just started banging on the keys?
I kind of just started banging. Well, I like to think I always had the finesse, but yeah, I think I did stop banging on the keys then. And then there was the Rhode Island Conservatory of Music, and I went and studied piano there for a while after I studied with the math teacher who lived next door, and she played piano. She was the math teacher at Central High School.
Now, the Rhode Island Conservatory of Music was where?
It was on Washington Street across from the Providence Public Library.
And whatever happened to that, do we know?
Then it moved to Benefit Street on the east side.
Yeah.
And then Maurice Lewis was the head of that, started that up. And then it just seemed
just
to kind of fade away.
Disappeared. Yeah. Now it's off to Boston for most music students.
Right. Yeah, okay. For conservatories. Yeah.
Or the University of Rhode Island.
That's right.
And at URI, there are studies in music, and tell us a little bit about those.
Okay, well, we have the main thrust of our program is music education. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we have a degree in music performance, we have a degree in jazz studies, and then other students will participate as music minors, or they might do a BA in music and be an engineering major or biosciences major or what have you. So it's quite a variety, but our biggest programs are music education, the jazz program, and then our performance program.
Okay, and as far as the as what the studies are concerned, if someone is, obviously most of them want to go on to be teachers at that point in time.
Right.
But you mentioned you have a jazz program.
Yes, we do.
There's also bands, and there's choruses, and there's all kinds of other things that people can get involved with.
Lots of performance opportunities, everything from university chorus, concert band, symphonic wind ensemble, orchestra, jazz big band, jazz combo, string quartet. There's lots of, it's one of our very big things is that we want to make sure our students are performing and getting that performance experience, because if they want to inspire their own students, they need to be able to
make the experience, right?
Yeah, so
absolutely. Well, today we're going to talk about a very special program that's coming up. But before we do that, since we've been talking about Joe and his background a little bit, we're going to play one piece of Joe's music. And this is off a CD that was recorded a couple years ago, I guess.
A few years ago.
Yeah. Called Segments.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play the title tune, right?
Right.
Tell us about this.
Well, Segments kind of came together from, you know, when you're composing, you come up with these little snippets of ideas and you keep them all. You don't throw anything away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a hoarder when it comes to that, for sure. And so I had all these different segments of music, and I put them together in this particular tune. And then I just wanted to title it that way. And it's Jay Hogarth on vibraphone. It's Brian Rizzuto on bass. And Eric Platts plays drums. And it's me on the piano.
Here we go with Segments.
Thank you.
have Joe Perillo with the tune called Segments off of the CD by that name. And Joe has probably, what, 7 or 8 different CDs that are available. And if people are interested, they can go to joeperillo.com, right?
Right. They can purchase them that way.
To pick up that. Now we'll go back to URI and talk about a big event coming up on September 29th at 3 o'clock. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited to have Gary Burton and the Gary Burton Quartet.
That's a big name.
That's definitely a big name. And it's his 70th birthday tour. Mm-hmm. And as you could probably tell by the Segments tune from my recording, I love that quartet sound with vibraphone. I love that piano vibraphone mix. It just has a certain ring to it, a buzz to it that I absolutely love. So Gary Burton's going to be coming in with his quartet on September 29th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's also for a percussion teacher we had in our department for 26 years. He also taught at Cole Middle School in East Greenwich, Ron Stabile. Mm-hmm. And he passed away a couple of years ago. And it's a memorial concert that's raising scholarship money for our percussion students in the music department.
Excellent. That's going to be at the Fine Arts Center.
Fine Arts Center, 3 o'clock, Sunday, September 29th.
Mm-hmm. And you can go to a website and get tickets. We'll tell you all about that a little bit later on. But let's get to Gary Burton and tell us about this first tune you'd like to play from his album. It's called Question and Answers.
Yes, it's Question and Answer. It's a Pat Metheny tune, and it's from his Like Minds recording from 1998. And it's got people that he's played with a number of times, what Gary's played with. So it's Gary Burton, of course, on vibraphone, Chick Corea on piano, Pat Metheny on guitar, Roy Haynes on drums, and Dave Holland on bass.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking with Joe Perillo, Chair of the Music Department at the University of Rhode Island, among other things. But today, that's the hat he's wearing. That's and right. We're talking about a great event coming up in 2 weeks from today. So 2 weeks from today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, the 29th, Gary Burton will be at URI. That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. We've had Gary Burton there once before when I did the Jazz and World Music Festival, which was great. It was quartet, but that was an earlier quartet. And mm-hmm. But we're talking over 10 years ago that we brought him in. It's a real big deal to bring a name like that in to the URI Music Department.
Now, I'm familiar with, you know, if you mention the name Stan Getz or you mention Woody Herman or Dizzy Gillespie, I'm the kind of musical person that will recognize a lot of the big names. Mm-hmm. And I put Gary Burton kind of in that league. I don't know if he's quite in that league or not, but what's your opinion about that?
I think he is in that league. Yeah. He's up there with the top vibraphonists, I mean, in the world, mm-hmm. you know, and he's been doing it for a long time. And he played with Stan Getz. You know, he's played with a lot of different people. I think what it is with Gary, more than some of those performers that are out there all the time, Gary Burton was also an educator, being at the Berklee College of Music. I don't know exactly when, but he retired from there recently, within the past probably 5 years, as an administrator, as an educator. So he always was balancing mm-hmm. Those two, which is something that I look up to because that's what I've always done. And right. to see that, that's a role model for me. So he may not have that whole persona of just the artist, because he is an educator too, but I like that holistic part of his mm-hmm. his being, you know,
right.
as a musician.
In preparation for the show, Joe and I did a little looking at Gary's website, which is his name, GaryBurton.com, and I was just amazed by the amount of recordings. The list went on and on and on yeah. and on. And mm-hmm. Why don't you give us just a little bit of background about his history? In other words, he started playing early as a child?
Yeah, he was playing at the age of 17. I mean, he taught himself, I think, how to play. I mean, that's what's part in his bio.
Back home in Indiana, right?
Yeah, back home in Indiana, which is a tune that he's probably recorded.
Right.
You know, back home in Indiana.
Well, that's why I segued into that.
Yeah,
we're not
nice.
Going to play it, but
right.
I have that for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mike's a good lead man for these shows. I love it. Thanks, Mike. And, I mean, he recorded as a leader. He recorded his first album in 1961.
Wow.
You know, and that was with drummer
Joe Morell. That's even before my time.
Yeah, that's early. I was, I was 10 years old back then.
Yeah,
so I was still
too.
Trying to figure out what all those keys were on the piano.
Right.
But he recorded, and that was with Joe Morello on drums and Gene Tirico on bass. It was 1961 on RCA. So this is kind of a big deal, you know.
I know.
He's been recording, you know, even if he only recorded every year, but he recorded multiple recordings mm-hmm. during all that time and as a leader. So.
All right. Let's go to another tune of Gary's, and this is Armando.
Armando's Rumba.
Armando's Rumba.
Right. This is from the Native Sense recording, and it's with Chick Corea, one of my favorite piano players, and it's a duo. And it's Chick's tune, and it's for his father, Armando Corea, who Chick played in his father's band. And I think he was the drummer in that band. I don't know if he ever played keyboards in that mm-hmm. band or piano. But, and I always loved that sound, like I said. Again, vibraphone and piano is just wonderful.
Here we go. So. Thank you. Once again, the date's going to be 2 weeks from today, and that'll be the concert with Gary Burton. And this is a benefit concert, so you can buy tickets online, and we'll check that out and tell you how to do that in a little while. But, Joe, there's also an event the night before, right? It's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, the night before at 8 p.m., we're going to have colleagues and students and alum from URI and from Providence College and from Salve Regina, where Ron Stabile taught, you know, because this is a memorial concert for him and a fundraiser for scholarship. They're all getting together and they're putting together percussion ensembles to have an evening of performing, and and there's going to be a reception afterwards. So we're doing that the night before. And then Sunday.
And are there tickets for that, or is that?
Yeah, they'll be. Well, it's free. It's a free concert.
It's a free concert.
Free concert. People just come in and celebrate Ronnie's life and all that stuff. So that's basically what we're doing. I just as a little aside, Ronnie and I met Ron Stabile in 1971 at Rhode Island College. Mm-hmm. We were both in the music department there, so I've known Ronnie for a long time.
Long time.
And but so he's had a lot of students. He's been the music connection for percussion in Rhode Island. So
so that's going to be in the same theater as Fine Arts Theater.
Yep, the Fine Arts Center Recital Hall, Concert Hall. And
so that's Saturday, the 28th of September.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. All right, great. Let's get to one more Gary Burton piece before we take a break. And this one is going to be Joy Spring. Mm-hmm. That's the whole title?
Joy Springs.
The Joy of Spring? No.
Right. Well, it's nice because you can put other things around it. So that's probably why the composer just left it Joy Spring.
All right. Yeah. We'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of the University of Rhode Island Music Department and Joe Perillo. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Joe Perillo, and we're talking about a great event happening the weekend of September 28th and 29th at the University of Rhode Island Fine Arts Center. There's going to be a free concert, a benefit concert, on Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday afternoon at 3 will be Gary Burton and friends, I guess, right?
Well, it's Gary Burton and his quartet.
Well, so it's the latest hopefully quartet. They're friendly.
Yeah, hopefully they're friendly because they'll play better together. Yeah, so it's Gary Burton, of course, on vibraphone, Julian Lange on guitar, Scott Coley on bass, and Antonio Sanchez on drums.
All right.
So that's the quartet. You don't want to miss that.
And how many in the quartet?
There's actually four people in the quartet, which makes...
Isn't always true in jazz.
No, not necessarily. Sometimes the quartet getting advertised and three show up.
Right,
or five or eight.
It's pretty interesting. That I've noticed that on occasion, particularly with jazz groups. It's always like, well, I sing in a quartet and there's always been four, but not necessarily true with jazz.
Right, yeah.
Could be for Gary Burton plus a quartet a lot of times.
It adds kind of a nice little,
All right. Yeah. The concert on Saturday night is free, and then on Sunday it's a benefit concert, and tickets start at $25. And if you want to get more information about the concert, you can go to the website, which is uri.edu/music, and that will give you information about the concerts and how to buy tickets and so forth and so on. So that's a great thing. Joe, let's get to another piece of Gary Burton music.
Okay, so
this is 4-in-1, I think.
4-in-1, right, and it's from the Native Sense recording with Chick Corea and Gary Burton. So. Thank you.
the opportunity to hear some great music today, some of yours and a lot of Gary Burton.
Right.
And that's going to be a wonderful event that's happening the weekend of the 28th and 29th of September, just a couple weeks from now. And that's at the Fine Arts Center at URI. And I know that the Saturday night program, I know you've been very involved in putting this whole thing together. This was kind of your baby, but you've had some help, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. A music educator, former student and colleague of Ron Stabile's, two of them, actually, Kevin Plouffe and Mike Sartini, they're both putting together that Saturday night percussion soiree.
Excellent.
And so they've done a lot of work making that happen. And then it's just, you never do anything completely by yourself.
It's a team,
I mean,
right?
It's a team. I mean, the facilities coordinator, Jerry Haru in the music department, Lucianne Andrew, who collects the tickets and runs around like crazy, too.
So you're going to be in trouble.
She's a
now
fiscal
clerk. You're starting to name people. And
I'm
then
starting
you're gonna,
to name people.
You're gonna, you know, so there's 100 people involved. You're going to figure somebody.
Right.
So we'll,
oh,
just,
yeah.
We'll just make it a thank you to everyone.
Thank you, everyone involved, and all the things you do to make this work.
All right, great. We have time for one more Gary Burton tune. And this one is called Like Minds. Tell us about this.
Like Minds is the title cut from the Like Minds recording with, you know, one of Gary Burton's quartets of different people. And it was Chick Corea on piano and Pat Metheny on guitar, Roy Haynes on drums, and Dave Holland on bass.
All right. Joe, thank you so much for coming in today and letting
us hear
about URI. We've got to get more shows about URI, not only music, but the theater department and other facets of the university, and get the word out. It's a wonderful thing that's going on there. We want people to know. So thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Mike.
And you can hear Joe every Friday night here on WCRI with Jazz After Dinner. And it's a great program. And so if you've enjoyed this, you'll want to make sure you catch that. In the meanwhile, I'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.